Besides that, there's countless thousands of people, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that need the Lord, and they're right here within the reaches of Bethel Chapel. Amen. Praise God. Lord, man, you know, we pray, God, don't want to just fill a bus. That's nice, fill a bus. Lord, bring us to the people, God, that may be the closest to eternity. God, direct our paths, God, to the one that may not have another Sunday. We may be their only voice. This may be their last chance to hear the gospel before they slip out into eternity. Lord, direct my paths. Direct my steps. Man, we can fill a bus, but Lord, amen, I want to reach ones that are brands plucked from the burning. Amen. And praise God. I want to take them right out of the clutches of Satan. Praise the Lord. Amen. God help us, amen, to reach the lost, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to look in the Bible, the book of Genesis tonight. Book of Genesis. One commentator said this is the most pivotal chapter in the Bible. Might be his opinion of it, but it does express the importance of this chapter. When he said that, it took me a few moments. I had reread it a couple of times and started grasping why he felt that it was so significant. But, man, the Lord helped me. I want to share some things with you tonight, all right? Man. Book of Genesis, chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram." By the way, Genesis is the book of beginnings. In the book of Genesis, there are many, many firsts in the Bible. Okay? Many of them take place right here in the book of Genesis. And, of course, for those Bible students, you know, there's the law of first mention in the Bible. It's always important when something is mentioned for the first time. And right here in this chapter, there's about six different firsts that take place right here. And this one here is the first time that God tells somebody to fear not. First time that he tells them to fear not. It's interesting. "Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in mine house is not mine heir, and in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? Notice that that verse right there. Lord, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. What a wonderful, that's a prophecy concerning Egypt. And also the nations whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. And that same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Amen. Notice, that same day the Lord made a covenant. The Lord made a covenant. Amen. God's promises are true. Do you know that? His promises are real to us. Man, we can experience and we can claim God's promises upon our life. Amen. God's promises. Amen. There's something about waiting that is very difficult for us when we're waiting for the promises of God. Amen. Isaiah said, They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. We need to learn how to wait on God and wait on his promises. Amen. Amen. God is not slack concerning his promises. Amen. God will come through and God will move. Hallelujah. Amen. God does not get in a hurry. The Bible tells us that a day with the Lord is a thousand years, right? Amen. Oh, we want it. We want it right now, Lord. We want it right now. But God, he knows the time. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows our yesterdays and our tomorrows. He knows our future. And God knows exactly the clock that he's working on and working by. And he knows how he's working in your life today. But one thing is for sure, God's promises are real. God's promises are true. And God will come through and God will move. God will prove himself to you. Hallelujah. Amen. God will come around and his promises will be fulfilled in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know that sometimes we like to look at the Bible and pull out promises out of the Bible and hold those promises. I believe that God will keep every promise in this Bible. Amen. I believe he will keep every promise in this Bible. Hallelujah. But I know there's times that I feel like the Lord has spoken to my life just as he has spoken to others, that he has made them some type of promise in their life. Has the Lord ever done that for you? Where you felt in your spirit that God had spoke to you and assured you that God was going to move in some way. Listen, when God speaks, his word does not return void. Amen. But God will keep his word. God does not speak just to hear himself talk. Amen. There's some people, they talk. They just like to hear themselves talk. All right. But God, when he speaks, he's not just wanting to hear himself talk, but when God speaks, he speaks his word, and God will always keep his word. Amen. And God will be there for you in the trials of your life. Amen. He may have spoken to you already and made you a promise that you're going to come through. Maybe he's already spoke to you that this is not the end. Amen. That he's going to bring you out. Maybe God has spoke to you that he is going to heal you. Maybe you feel like that God has spoke to your life that healing is for you and that he will heal you. And we wait and we wait and we wait. But continue to wait on the Lord, amen, because God keeps his promises. Amen. Abram, amen, he had received these promises from the Lord. He had been promised, amen, that God would bless him, that there would be an heir, that God would move in his life. amen, that he would have a child. And as time went by, it was seemed like it began to, the hope began to fade, that it seemed like it would never happen. It would never come about. Amen. God gave him two promises right here. Told him, look at the stars. Your seed will be as the number of the stars of the heaven. Amen. Well, that's fine if you can have that many, if that's your seed, but Lord, where are they going to dwell? And the Lord said, look around this land. Amen. He told him, everywhere that your foot walks, amen, I'm going to give it to you. So God not only gave him an heir and gave him a great seed, but God also was going to give them a place to abide. Hallelujah. God, and what Moses. Amen. Abram, he said, Lord, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? Lord, how am I going to know? How am I going to know this, Lord? How do I know that you're not just, that this is really going to happen? That this is really going to take place? And the Lord began to work through Abram and began to cause him to create a covenant with Abram. And he gave him these words, told him to take the ram, the goat, all these, the pigeons, the doves, all these, 3 years old. Interesting, they're all 3 years old, 3 years. Amen, when they're full grown, in full strength. And he tells them to prepare them and to lay them out. And Abram goes about it in a very reverent way. He don't just throw them out there. He don't just, you know, go about haphazardly, go about creating this scene that God is getting ready to move upon. He don't just go about it haphazardly, but he does it in a very orderly and reverent and solemn fashion as he lays these sacrifices out before the Lord. Amen. Sometimes, you know what? God, amen, wants us to do things in an orderly fashion. He wants us to do things right. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that God wants things done in a reverent and solemn way. Praise the Lord. So he lays them out there. And then he's done everything that he knows to do, and he waits. And he waits. And he waits. And he waits. Waiting, Lord. I've done what you've asked. Lord, I've laid it all out here for you. Lord, Lord, how am I going to know? Lord, how am I going to know? You've asked me to do this. And here, Lord, I've laid it all out. I've done just as you asked. And he waits. And he waits. And he waits. You ever been there? You ever been there? God has made you this promise. Lord, are you going to move? Lord, or how do I know you're going to do this? Lord, I've tried to do everything right. Lord, I've tried to live my life right. I've tried to be obedient to your word. I've tried to serve you to the best of my ability. Lord, I've tried to do all that I know to do, Lord. Now, Lord, where are you? And you're still waiting. Amen. I know many times it was like, Lord, I'm living the best I know how. But Lord, I'm still sick. I still don't see you moving. God, I still not seeing my need met in my life. God, where are you at? And he waited and he waited and he waited. Right? All of his effort, all of his work laid out, all preparation has been made. The sacrifice is all laid in order. He did it all according to the word of God and how he was instructed of God. Many times we've done, that's the way it's been in our life. Lord, I've done everything I know to do. Lord, I have searched my heart. I believe I'm right with you. Lord, I'm trying to live a life that's pleasing to you. Lord, I've tried to lay aside everything that would be a hindrance, Lord, to my walk with you. Lord, I've tried to purify my heart and my mind and my thoughts. God, I've tried to make it right with everybody. Lord, that I have no ought against any brother or any sister. Lord, I've tried to make it right, but Lord, where are you? Seems like you're still waiting for God to show up. Still waiting for God to show up. Lord, I need you to move in my life. It's desperate, Lord. I need you. And you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. Man, God's promises are still true. Amen. All the wait that Abram had, all the waiting that Abram had, can I tell you, amen, God had not left. God was testing. God was testing him. Amen. It wasn't that God had forgot what was going on. Amen. God is not ADHD in that he forgets, oh, what was I doing? Getting sidetracked and getting caught off on something else and carried away here. God knew exactly what he was doing. Abram just needed to wait on the Lord. To wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen. God's not gone away from you right now. God's still right there. Amen. God, the one that spoke the promise to you. Amen. That God is still there paying attention to your life and what you're going through. Amen. The one that spoke to you and said he would be your healer. The one that spoke to you and said he'd be your provider. The one that spoke to you and said, amen, that he would lead you through the trial. Amen. Can I tell you, he is still there. He is still there. Oh, yes. Amen. I'm just imagining Abraham there with all of these sacrifices laid out. Lord, where are you at? What are you going to do now, Lord? He hears a rustle over here and some brush, and that's the Lord. He's getting ready to move. Getting ready to move. And there's nothing. Sees the wind begin to pick up. He begins to say, well, the Lord's getting ready to move here. Something's getting ready to happen. And the wind blows on past. Nothing happens. He's waiting. Man, as the sun begins to go down. But he's still waiting on God. And sometimes we come to church and we've been waiting. And we get here, and boy, the service begins to move, and Spirit of God begins to move, and you begin to think, the Lord's getting ready to do something. This is going to be the service that God moves for me. This is going to be a service. Something's going to change. Something's going to happen. And then the service passes, and everybody's rejoicing, but you leave. Amen. And you're still in the same condition, in the same situation. Nothing has changed. You're still waiting. Still waiting. Amen. You keep living good. Keep doing right. Keep pleasing the Lord. Amen. Keep pleasing the Lord. Amen. You come back to a service and, amen, there's a special speaker and suddenly it seems like, amen, they're coming right down to what you need and preaching about what you need. And you say, oh, God, this is you, Lord. They don't even know, Lord, what I'm going through. And they're preaching right to me, Lord. God, this has got to be you. This has got to be you. And then as the service progresses, your faith is lifted up. But it's the service passes. And once again, you leave in the same condition, the same situation. And you wonder, Lord, but you keep living right. Keep doing right. Keep serving God. Amen. Keep searching your heart. Amen. He is a God that keeps his promise. He is a God that keeps his promise. That one that spoke to you. Amen. That one that spoke to your heart. Amen. He has not left you. He has not forgotten his word. He has not forgotten his promise. Hallelujah. Abraham tarries there watching these, looking at this sacrifice, wondering about every noise and everything that's happening. Lord, is that you? Is that you? Lord, that must be God. God must be getting ready to move. And as the sun begins to go down, amen, he looks and there's these vultures begin to fill the air. Those dead carcasses have been laying out there long enough that now they've attracted those vultures as they begin to circle. And he's beginning to say, oh, Lord, this is our promise, Lord God. Why, Lord? And now those vultures begin to come down. Man, they begin to come close, and Abraham says, I'm not going to let them take away. I am not going to let them defile what I have sacrificed before the Lord. I'm not going to let them defile what I've laid before God. Amen. I am going, and he begins to shoo them away and chase them off. Amen. And he diligently stays there to make sure, amen, that none of them come down and defile the sacrifice that has been laid out before God. Amen. I know sometimes in our walk with God, amen, that it seems like, Lord, I have waited, and I have thought that you were going to move, and Lord, there is nothing. Lord, I've lived so good. I've tried to do right. I've tried to please you. I've tried to be faithful. Amen. And about that time, the vulture of Satan begins, amen, to hover over us. Amen. He begins to tell you, listen, amen, all you're doing in vain. Amen. God has forgotten about you. God don't even know where you're at. Amen. God isn't going to move for you. You're wasting your time. You're living that way for nothing. Amen. You've made all that sacrifice for nothing. God's forgot about you. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, don't let, amen, Satan rob your sacrifice. Don't let him defile, amen, what you've committed to the Lord. Amen. Because God will move. Amen. Be patient and wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not done. Amen. God is not forsaken. He will move for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I need to stay up here. Brother Caleb, I want you to help me tonight, all right? Amen. I want you to walk back and forth right here. Amen. I want you to wave your arms. I want you to be shooing away vultures, all right? Amen. Don't be a vulture. Just wave away the vultures. Amen. All right. Sometimes, you know what? Amen. Maybe you need to get down to the altar and say, hey, listen, devil. Amen. I am not going to let you rob, amen, me of my blessing. I'm not going to let you steal my sacrifice. Amen. No matter what you say, devil, I'm going to continue to serve God. I'm going to continue to live for the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to let you take away what God has done in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. You're doing a great job. I don't see one vulture in here. You're doing a great job. Amen. Amen. Keep helping me, brother. You're doing good. Amen. You say, well, that's silly. That's silly. Well, listen, how desperate are you for God to move? Amen. If you let Satan take away your sacrifice now, amen, you'll never get your blessing. You'll never get your promise. If you let Satan come and rob you and discourage you and pull you down, amen, you may never receive your promise. Amen. What Abraham said, Lord, I've invested in this. I'm not going to let, amen, these vultures rob, amen, me of the blessing that God is going to do in my life. Amen. Sometimes we need to get animate about it. You know what? We need to animate ourselves. Thank you. Yeah. Man, you're doing good. We need to animate ourselves. And so, man, we act like it's no big deal. If it happens, it happens. Man, I'll tell you, are you desperate about this? Are you serious about this or not? Amen. You say, but man, am I going to look like this? Amen. You may. That may be what it takes. It may be what it takes. Man, you know what? Sometimes maybe sometimes it's just lifting our hands and worshiping God and saying, Lord, God, I want you to know I'm still here. I'm still serving you. I don't care, Lord. I know you made me a promise and I know you're going to keep it. But, Lord, while I'm waiting for you, Lord God, I just want you to know I'm still going to worship you. I'm still going to serve you. I'm still going to live for you, Lord. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to compromise. But, Lord, I'm going to stay in here waiting and waiting for you. Amen. Thank you, Brother Caleb. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So just wait. I don't believe God's done yet. Amen. He chased off those vultures, and notice what happened next. The darkness of night settled in. The darkness of night settled in. And notice the word that was used there. A horror. That's kind of terrifying, isn't it? You know, I think what happened was, hey man, there was a spirit of fear that came on him. that God's not going to be here? Is God, that spirit of fear, God, are you even going to move? That God, maybe it's too late. The day's past. The night is going on, Lord. Lord, if you're going to do this, time's getting by. Time is passing, Lord. God, you're running out of time. That's like, you know, telling God you're running out of time. He's the author of time. He's the one that holds all of time in his hands. Amen. He's the one that knows the beginning from the end. He's the one that holds it all. And you say, Lord, you're letting time get away from you. Time is not ever going to get away from God. Amen. And God knows time. But when we look at our situation, it seems like, Lord, the time, you're running out of time, Lord. If you're going to move, you've got to do it now, Lord. Just when it seemed like that there was no time left. Amen. That's when suddenly. Did you read that verse? It wasn't just a big whoosh. Okay? It wasn't like that. But no, as he lay down and he fell asleep, and Abram and know of a surety, the Lord spoke to him and said, Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land. And he begins to tell him of what the great things would take place. And then it says, amen, but God, in verse 17, and it came to pass that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between the pieces. Amen. It was God. Amen. God showed up. And he was making a covenant with Abram. Abram, I'm going to keep this promise. I'm going to keep this promise, Abram. Amen. I am not done. I'm not done with you, Abram. Lord, God said, I am going to keep my word. I believe God's going to keep his promise to you today. Man, I don't believe God's done yet. Don't believe God has finished with you just yet. Man, notice that when the darkness had come and the day was over and it was at the very end. Oh, we like for God to move. You know, we like to throw our sacrifice out there, get it all in there, and just say, get it done, and boom, here it comes, man. God's moving, and it's all there. It's all takes place, and now we know God is going to do it for sure. But we wait, and we wait. Can I tell you God's promise? Amen. Wait on the promises. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall, what? They shall what? Run and not be weary. They shall what? Walk and not faint. Oh, God. Amen. If we could learn to wait, because God is getting ready to move. God is a God who keeps his promises. Amen. I know you want him to do it right now. You wanted him to do it yesterday, last week, last month. But I believe that God is a God that still hears and answers prayer. Amen. Don't quit now. Don't quit now. Because I believe that God still does hear an answer. I believe that God still is going to move for you. Don't turn your back on God now. Amen. You say, Lord, it's been so long. Hey, it don't matter if it's been weeks, months, or years. It don't matter. Don't give up on God yet, because God's promises are true. You say, Lord, I've been praying for my loved ones. Don't give up on God. If God's made you that promise that you'll see your children saved, don't quit. Don't quit, but keep praying and keep calling out on God. If you feel like God has spoke to your heart about your healing, amen, don't give up on that. Just continue to believe God and trust the Lord for that healing. If you believe that God has promised you and spoke to you about the situation that you are in right now, amen, don't give up on that, but hold on to that promise, because God will move for you. Amen, it's the waiting. It's the waiting. Amen. Amen. What I prayed today, Lord, let somebody know beyond a shadow of a doubt, God, that you're going to move for them. Lord, we may not see the miracle today, may not see your hand move today, but Lord, I believe you can put a surety in their heart. Amen. That's the word that he used for Abram. Abram, know of a surety. Amen. I believe that you can have an assurity in your heart. Amen. That God, you are going to do this. You are going to move in my life. Amen. I believe that God could speak that promise to you. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. I've seen God answer a number of prayers, and I've seen God work in a number of lives. Amen. I've seen him do it. Amen. Sometimes I've seen God do it almost instantaneously. I've seen prayed the prayer and seen God move in a miraculous way almost immediately. And then somehow, sometimes it's taken months. Sometimes it's even been years. But I know that God, amen, is a God, amen, that keeps his word and keeps his promise. Has God spoke to your heart? Did God speak to your heart and promise you, and you felt like it was God speaking to you? I don't know if God has ever spoke to you. You don't mistake that for pizza. You know that? You don't mistake that for pizza. If God speaks to you, you know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is God speaking. This is the Lord that's talked to you. When the Lord has spoke to my life, I've known beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was the Lord.
Right. Amen.
This was God that spoke to me. If you can say, Lord, I know, Lord, that you've spoke to me. There's no doubt in my mind. I believe that you've spoke to me. Maybe it's been about your healing. Maybe it's been about some provision that you need in your life. Maybe it's about some current situation and trial that you're walking through. Maybe it's about some thorn that you have in your life today. And you're wondering, Lord, God, have you forgotten about me? I ask the Lord today, Lord, give somebody that surety in their heart. The assurity in their heart, Lord God, that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt. And maybe you remember back to a service when you was praying at the altar and God spoke to your heart. Maybe you could take us to a place around this altar even tonight where God, you felt like beyond a shadow of a doubt that God spoke to your heart and said he was going to do something in your life. Maybe you say, Lord, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting, Lord. I haven't seen it take place yet. And I tell you, God's a God of his word. He's a God of his word. He's not going to give up on you. Amen. Don't you give up on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And with our heads bowed right now, I'm going to ask you, man, if you're here tonight and you feel like God spoke to you, made that promise to you,
hallelujah.
Say, Brother David, I just need to know, I just need that assurity in my heart tonight that God has not forgotten. I can make it a little longer. I can go on a little longer, but I need to know that while I'm waiting, that God is still there and God has not forgotten about me. While I'm waiting for God to move, I can endure the pain. I can endure what I'm going through. I can put up with it. But I know, if I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God's going to move for me. Amen. God bless you. Is there somebody else? Amen. Yes. Amen. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. Somebody else want to lift your hand. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe God spoke to your heart. You say, it was God. I know. I believe it was. I haven't seen it happen. I haven't seen any signs. Amen. But I just need to know. I need a sign from the Lord. I need an assurity from God in my spirit. Amen. Tonight. Amen. That God is still going to move in my life. Amen. I can continue on. I'll continue to be faithful. I'll continue to live for God. But I need an assurity in my heart today. Is there anybody else? Just lift your hand up. Anybody else? God bless you. Is there somebody else? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you, God, that you move in these people's heart. God, move in your children's heart tonight, Lord. God, I ask you, Lord, that you've given them surety in their heart and life. God, that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Lord. God, that what they heard you say was real. God, that you're still there, that you're still working in their life. God, that you're going to move, Lord. God, we're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting, Lord. Trying to do everything right, trying to make sure, God, we're right with you, Lord. Trying to make sure that we please you in every way, Lord. God, doing all we can to serve you. But God, we just need an assurity from you tonight. God, that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, God, that you're with us. That you're with us now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's come to the altar. Every one of you that lifted your hand, come if you would. Church, would you come with us? Amen. Obey the Lord. If you're led to pray with someone tonight, amen. Obey the Lord. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I ask God to speak to your heart right now. Hallelujah.
You know I made a promise. In every time of need, my love will be an anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I have made to you.
Sing it again.
For you know I made a promise. In every time of need, my love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I have made to in every time of need, my love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I have made to you.
Sing that again.
Oh, 'cause you know I made a promise. Be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I have made to you.
Never turn their backs on you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Or that
promise that I've prepared a place, and someday sooner than you think, you'll see me face to face, and you'll sing with the angels and the countless multitudes. This is the promise.
Hallelujah!
This is the promise I have made. Walking, don't turn to the left or right, and in the midst of darkness, let this be your light, that hell can't separate us, we're gonna make it through, this is the promise. Left or right, and in the midst of darkness, let this be your light, that hell can't separate us, and we're gonna make it through. This is the promise.